Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi, hour number three right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. There is, let me get to the top three stories here. And then let me hit top three stories and I'll hit this as part of it. So mortgage fees are rising on home loans backed by Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, which means people's overall mortgage payment is going to be going up if you're backed by one of those two, which a lot of people are. If you have an FHA loan or things like that, then yeah, a lot of them are back that way. Tucker Carlson, Don Lemon, both have lawyered up and they've hired the same person. And President Biden has made it official. He's announced his 2024 bid for reelection. Speaking of which, I just saw this about Tucker Carlson. I don't know if this is true, but buzz is starting to come out already. Tucker Carlson for president in 2028. Not 2024, but 2028. Well, okay, that'd be a bit of a surprise to me, but there you go. We already mentioned before, President Trump has already announced that he will not participate in the Republican National Convention debates. So he will not be part of the Republican debates. Well, that'll be an interesting experiment to see how important those debates are for helping a candidate or not help a candidate. We've seen candidates in the past try to do some experimental things. And we've seen him do experimental things like Jeb Bush, for example. When Jeb Bush ran 2016, he decided he was not going to focus so much on the early states of Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada. He was instead going to make sure he won his home state of Florida and the other states on Super Tuesday. He was just focused on Super Tuesday states. And what happened? Before it even got to Super Tuesday, he had to drop out of the race because he didn't have enough support. So you see these candidates often trying to break the mold, and in breaking the mold, they basically lose their candidacy. Whereas you got others who follow the pattern. The pattern is, at least right now, the election is held state by state by state, and then we have Super Tuesday and then get a bunch of states. Well, those first handful of states are extremely important to campaign and show up. And the candidates in those states that do well at showing up at events, meeting people, shaking hands, going door to door, you know, all these things where you can actually meet the candidates, those candidates end up doing very well. And when they do well in the caucus and the primaries, they end up being the front runners. We've seen it with Mike Huckabee, with really Mitt Romney even. With Rick Santorum, with Pete Buttigieg recently, when they do well, Barack Obama even. That's how Barack Obama hit the ground running. He was not known nationally. He focused on the early states. Boom. Next thing you know, he was a competitor to Hillary and Biden and ended up overtaking Biden easily. And it was between him and Hillary. That's the formula that works. So much so that look at this. Trump said he's not going to participate in the Republican debates because he has an insurmountable lead. Yeah, from the national polls, you do. But a poll came out today that in Nevada, which is one of the top four early states to vote, DeSantis leads Trump. And I don't even think DeSantis even has a campaign team yet. Just imagine when he actually announces and has campaign teams building his campaign in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada. And then if he ends up winning Iowa and winning South Carolina, or New Hampshire, sorry, that's the second one, New Hampshire, then the debate comes up. Well, you think Trump won't participate in the debate then? Yeah, he'll probably change his mind. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Traffic update brought to you by Frontier Motors. Nothing to slow you down on I-10 or I-110, as well as 29 and 90 even looking good. That's going to be throughout Pace and Milton and throughout Pensacola at 9 Mile Road, Scenic Highway, Cervantes, and Mobile Highway. Nothing to slow you down. If you do see something on the roads causing some delays, please give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. And again, this traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, real quick here, the city of Pensacola is looking to vote on a $150,000 plan to build an overhang across the road over by three graffiti bridge. First of all, I will say this, 150 grand seemed a little expensive for you to build, you know, to put a couple, like, that seems a little pricey. Like, the materials are just like a couple steel rods that you're welding together. You're digging a hole. You're putting some cement down there. Like, it seems a little expensive for pretty cheap prices. But that being said, it's like they gotta do something. And I've been for the 4.5 years I've been on the air here on News Radio 92.3, I've been long advocating, saying you need like some chains hanging down way in front of the bridge, and then you need a sign. And the sign says, if you hit the chains, you're gonna hit the bridge, you know? And maybe I would even have sensors on the chains. So if you hit the chains, then there'd be some sort of flashing light that now flashes and goes, you hit the chains, you're going to hit the bridge, stop now. You know, something like that. That would cost $150,000. I could see that. But just having chains hanging over, so apparently it's going to be chains hanging down and chimes, like wind chimes, hanging from the chains. Then if you hit the chimes, then that will let you know that hey, you're probably going to hit the bridge ahead. I still think there needs to be a sign, because oftentimes when you see these trucks, they're rental trucks. They're not regular drivers who are aware of height limits and things like that. And so you hit the chains, they're just thinking like, what the heck did I do? You know what I mean? Like, what was that? What was that sound? I don't know. Keep on driving. Boom, hit the bridge. So I still think there needs to be some sort of sign that lets them know if you're going to hit the chains, you're going to hit this. And because after they hit it, that's when they're going to become alert and go, what was that? What was that? And all of a sudden, then they see a sign that says, if you hit the chains, you're going to hit the bridge. Stop. Just my thoughts. I like the idea, though. I like it. $150,000 seems a little pricey for some chains, chimes, and some steel that's going to put up. But I do think it's important to get it done. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Yes, this is the text line for AM 1620, also for News Radio 92.3. So you can text us at 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Bands on the Beach coming up here in, 40 minutes? Thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority, it's going to be at the Gulfside Pavilion at 7. Bay Bridge Band takes the stage. If you like the music of Chicago, then you'll like the Bay Bridge Band. So be sure to check that out. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Bobby, former President Trump lashing out as President Biden kicked off his 2024 re-election campaign today on a post on Truth Social. Trump says it's inconceivable Biden would seek another term based on his record. Here in Florida, a couple of updates. The first, Senator Rick Scott proposing that every public and private K-12 school in the country would have at least one full-time armed law enforcement officer. Today, introducing the School Guardian Act, he says they would reallocate $80 billion that was earmarked for the IRS to fund his proposal. He's now raising bipartisan support for that. Also, a lawmaker from St. Augustine is filing an amendment that could perhaps be the next step ahead of what we assume to be Governor Ron DeSantis announcing a run for president. Senator Travis Hudson filed an amendment that would make it so that those who are campaigning for president or vice president would not be required to resign from their current roles in the Florida government. Bobby?
I love the proposal from Senator Rick Scott. I've been talking about this for quite some time. We send all this money overseas to other countries, yet we don't do enough to protect our own kids. Instead, there's calls to just get rid of guns and things. I'm like, that's not going to protect the kids. And so I like this idea of a school guardian at both public and private schools. And I'd much rather spend the money, it's a drop in the bucket compared to what we send overseas to other countries. And so I think it's a very important one for us to do. So I like that bill that he put up right there. Whether it will get passed or get support, enough support, that's a whole different story. I do think it is good to see that one happening. So President Trump saying inconceivable. Did he use the Princess Bride guy's voice?
I mean, is there any other way you can say it's inconceivable?
Yeah. Inconceivable. Yes, sounds like Mark Levin when he says it like that. That was kind of funny when I saw that message as well. And I was just covering here about, 15 minutes ago, he also put out there that he's not going to participate in any of the Republican debates. How do you think that's going to go down?
Who, Trump said that?
I was just saying, Trump said that. He's not going to participate in the Republican debates.
I don't know. We've talked about this before. I mean, any sort of conventional wisdom has to just go out the window. So, I mean, on the one hand, I kind of think that he doesn't need to, because, the last time he went up against, with the Republicans, it was, all the news organizations were doing all of this stuff for him, right? I mean, everybody was just covering his every move, announcement that he made, everywhere he went for a public speaking, it was on all the networks and everything like that. So, I guess I kind of understand that.
Like he gets a lot of the, I was saying, I think if the new poll came out today that shows Governor DeSantis leads him in Nevada. And so that's one of the early states. And so I said, if DeSantis wins or even comes close in Iowa or New Hampshire, I imagine Trump's going to rethink his no debate idea.
Of course,
the debates actually happen this year, though. Wait, let me think.
Do they?
No. Wait, yeah. I think it actually happens before the caucuses and stuff.
Really?
I believe it actually happened in August is the first debate. So that would actually, that would be different. So,
yeah, August 2023. Huh. I didn't realize that. I would be shocked sitting here today if Trump is not on the debate stage.
Yeah.
That's my initial reaction. So
especially if DeSantis does get in the race, and all of a sudden, once he gets in the race, and you've had the whole summer where there's all these different events going on in Iowa and New Hampshire and things, and if he starts to poll very well in those states, maybe not nationally, but in those states, if he polls very well, then all of a sudden Trump's going to want to go up there, and he's going to want to beat up Ron DeSantis.
Yes.
That's what he's going to want to do. That's what he does, right? So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Let's get traffic on the fives.
No slowdowns to report. I-10 and I-110 looking good, as well as Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace, and 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you're heading out to Pensacola Beach for bands on the beach, nothing to slow you down on the Bob Sykes Bridge, as well as Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, please give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, got your Florida legislative update for you, so stick around for that next. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. So, first of all, with our legislative update, here's one from Alabama. Alabama's looking to pass a bill that would require high schoolers to take financial literacy classes before they could graduate. Florida's been trying to been doing something like that, and there's a other handful of states trying to do that. It just got me thinking, like, I like the idea a lot. You got to understand some financial literacy before you can graduate, but maybe before somebody gets sworn in as a member of the U.S. Congress or Senate, they need to take financial literacy classes before they can be sworn in. Just saying, might help with our deficit and our budget situation. Some of the other bills going on in the Florida legislature, there's the Senate is looking to do an amendment that would allow Governor DeSantis and pretty much anybody else to run for president without resigning their position. Right now, if he wants to run for president, he would have to resign as governor. And they actually repealed that back in 2007, but it didn't stay. And so now they're looking to go ahead and add it back in, and this time making it permanent. The latest Disney versus DeSantis situation, the Senate is looking to create a new rule where the Department of Transportation will oversee Disney's monorail. There would be annual inspections, and there would be audit, regular audits and things like that. Actually, I think that's not really an against the Disney thing. I think that's for public safety. I think it's a pretty good idea, actually. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. There is, let me get to your top three stories, and then we'll get into your sports hit. So President Biden has made it official, running for 2024. I mean, we knew it was coming. I just, for one, was hoping that he would have a change of heart. Just, I'm not ready to see a Biden v. Trump 2.0. I'm not ready to see Biden at all. I'm quite surprised. I mean, he said if Trump ran, he was going to run. So he kept his word in that area. I just don't think he's got the energy to do another 4 years. But I guess we shall see. Mortgage fees are rising on home loans that are backed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. It's got a lot of people concerned that their overall mortgage payment is going to be going up, obviously. And a lot of people already purchased homes that they basically overextended themselves, and then inflation hit. So they got 9% inflation that you're dealing with, or you have basically 9% less money that you're paying your bills with, and now all of a sudden mortgage is going to go up because of mortgage fees, not even because of an adjustable rate mortgage. Oh boy. So we'll have to see how that affects the real estate market. And Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon both have lawyered up, and they've hired the same individual apparently for, I guess, wrongful termination. I don't know. We'll see what happens with that whole ordeal. By the way, I've been reading a lot into this whole Tucker Carlson thing, and reasons why he might have been let go, why Rupert Murdoch wanted to let him go. And I guess what it comes down to is Rupert Murdoch and the management, the upper management, felt, one, he was toxic. He was toxic behind the scenes. There's obviously a lawsuit that they're dealing with of from a former producer of his, of accusations of him being sexist and anti-Semitic and all kinds of other things. So there's, and apparently he's been very vocal and he's got a potty mouth, and, you know, he's cursed out a lot of people around the office, and he's cursed out management. And I guess he's just a nightmare to work with, for one. Two, really when it comes down to it, is apparently with releasing Dan Bongino and getting rid of Tucker Carlson, the upper management of Fox News feels like they need to become less vulnerable. Meaning, especially in our highly litigious society that we have going on now, where everybody's suing for defamation and they're suing for all these, you know, every little tiny thing, And they just lost, you know, just settled with Dominion voting for $737 million. Well, they want to become less vulnerable to future lawsuits. And they felt like Tucker was a lawsuit waiting to happen. In fact, he already is a lawsuit waiting to happen. They already got a lawsuit against him. And that had a lot, that had more to do with it than anything else. Them as a company are trying to become less vulnerable. Okay. Also, you got to remember, he's always had the idea. He's always had the thought that Fox News is bigger than any of the personalities on Fox News. That's why they were okay with Glenn Beck leaving. That's why they were okay with Megyn Kelly leaving. That's why they fired Bill O'Reilly. They've always felt like they're bigger, that the brand is bigger than the personalities. And frankly, they've been right. I mean, losing Bill O'Reilly, a lot of people thought, oh boy, that's it. Highest rated show host for, you know, and then Tucker came in and has done just as good, if not better in some ways. So, all right, let's get traffic on the Pfizer Gracie Wolf and then we'll get your sports hit.
Our roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no major slowdowns, as well as 29 north and southbound lanes checking in clear and nothing to slow you down on 9th Avenue, as well as East Olive Road, Creighton, and Langley. If you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. So the NBA playoffs is underway right now. You've got the on TNT. Well, actually, it hasn't tipped off yet. It's supposed to tip off any minute. On TNT, Atlanta Hawks against the Boston Celtics. Celtics win this. They advance. They lead the series 3-1. Then after that, it's not even going to be after that. It'll be about 8 o'clock on NBA TV. Minnesota plays Denver Nuggets, where once again the Denver Nuggets lead 3-1. And then back over on TNT at 9 o'clock, the Clippers play the Phoenix Suns, where if the Phoenix Suns win, they'll advance. Then NHL hockey playoffs going on right now on ESPN with a minute and a half left in the first period. The Islanders and the Carolina Hurricanes are tied at 1-1. Hurricanes lead this series 3-1, so if they win, they'll advance. Then at 7 o'clock on TBS is Minnesota against Dallas. That series is tied up. And then at 8:30 on ESPN, back over on ESPN, LA against Edmonton, where that series is tied up. Then Major League Baseball right now, Colorado Rockies are beating the Cleveland Guardians 5-1 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Bottom of the fourth inning, the Boston Red Sox are beating the Baltimore Orioles 7-0. Pirates are leading the Dodgers 7-2. Tampa Bay Rays are playing the Houston Astros, and that game is still scoreless in the bottom of the third. Seattle Mariners are beating the Phillies 2-0 in the top of the fifth now. They just scored a run. Texas Rangers are leading the Reds 2-0, but they have a man on third and second with no out. So two runners in scoring position with no out. So they'll probably score at least one more run right there. The Blue Jays are beating the White Sox 3-0. And yeah, in fact, there was a home run. So Texas Rangers now lead 5-0, no outs. They had a 3-run home run. All right. Where do we go here? Blue Jays are beating the White Sox 3-0. Washington Nationals are beating the Mets 2-0. A scoreless game between the Tigers and the Brewers. The Yankees are leading the Twins 1-0. Scoreless game between the Padres and the Cubs, and the Miami Marlins and the Atlanta Braves is tied at 1-1 at the top of the third inning. When it comes to sports news, Vikings reportedly have exercised Justin Jefferson's fifth year option, trying to bring him back. Notre Dame quarterback Tyler Buchner has entered the transfer portal, and the Avalanche's Kale McCarr, one of their top defenders, has been suspended for a game for a late hit on the Seattle Kraken's player. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So they're Orange Beach being named as one of the top small town beaches in the United States for this summer. That's right. It's made the list for the top small town beaches. This is from trips to discover.com. There's also Fernandina Beach on Amelia Island in Florida, and there's one other one in Florida that was Anna Maria Island. So those are two Florida places, but then Orange Beach. Part of Orange Beach, it says, Orange Beach is renowned for its magnificent white sand beaches. And it goes on and says, there's 9 miles of beach here, plenty of opportunities for swimming, boating, parasailing, more. Dolphin cruises are popular. And it talks about the wharf serves as the entertainment district. So there you go. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I saw this story before we get to today's sign of the apocalypse. Kind of made me laugh. A school bus driver in Colorado, in Castle Rock, Colorado. I had friends who live in Castle Rock. But a school bus driver in Castle Rock, Colorado. He's 61 years old. He was trying to tell the kids that you guys need to sit down. And he kept telling them to sit down, sit down. He goes, and then he says, you guys want to see how dangerous that is? And he slammed the brakes, which caused, of course, many of the kids to slam in front of the seat in front of them. There's video cameras on these school buses, and I guess some kids cried about it to their parents, and so they investigated. They pulled up the cameras, and sure enough, they saw him slamming the brakes and saw all these kids hit the seat in front of them. It wasn't even that hard, to be honest. The kids were ranging from kindergarten to sixth grade, and so sure enough, after the phone call, after the investigation, this school bus driver is being charged with 30 counts of child abuse. 30 counts of child abuse. So during the actual hearing, I guess, again, with the school bus driver, he said, I said they need to stay in their seats. I was coming to a stop. I hit the brakes hard because they weren't listening. I'm sorry. They got hurt. It wasn't meant to be that. So he did apologize at one point for doing this. But then at the same time, he kind of doubled down and said, I don't have to tell you, I'm old school. yep. I mean, I had that happen many times on the school bus. Many times. The school bus driver just fed up with people not listening and slamming the brakes. So I don't know. 30 counts of child abuse. That seems a little harsh, especially when you see the video. It's like not even that bad. It's just okay. So I don't know. I guess it does take a certain level of patience to do that kind of job that maybe he's, maybe old school shouldn't be doing that job. Just saying. Maybe old school doesn't need to be doing that kind of job in today's environment.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I don't really blame him because I bet that is tough telling those kids to sit down and they're just not. Kindergarten to sixth grades are annoying most of the time.
Yeah, exactly.
But then again, maybe just don't be a school bus driver.
Yeah, then maybe you need to do something else too. But it's also one of those things too, speaking of old school, it's one of those things too that's like I never understood as a child, and honestly, I still don't understand now. What's it matter if I'm standing up and, if I'm in the aisle, that's one thing, because if you get an accident, then I'm getting launched to the front window. But if I'm just standing up in my seat, what does it matter? If I'm kneeling, I'm on my knees talking to my friends or whatever, leaning over the back talking to somebody who's sitting behind me, what does it really matter? So this is one of these old school mentalities of, well, I got to protect you. And in order to protect you, I have to hurt you. Like it's a broken mentality, man. We've gone beyond that now, I believe, but maybe not. I do think 30 counts of child abuse is probably a little bit much.
That's a bit much.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Hey, Bobby. How my parents used to do to me all the time if I wasn't behaving and had my seatbelt on. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was definitely old school way. That's how things were just handled between me and you, right? All right. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's get today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse. This is it, the apocalypse.
A South Carolina man got arrested because he tried to ruin the mood of his ex-wife because she was having a little bit of relations with somebody else. And so he decided to ruin the mood for him. And you're thinking, okay, stalker much? No, actually. He and his ex-wife apparently have been exes for 2 years and they still live together. Okay. So they're not together anymore, but they still live together, I guess, maybe to save money. I don't know. And she brought over a bow and they were getting it on in the other room and he didn't like hearing it. And so he kept telling them to pipe it down. And it was banging on the walls, he said. And so they wouldn't pipe it down. So he racked his firearm in order to ruin the mood. That's what he told the police. He was just trying to ruin the mood. And so sure enough, they stopped as soon as they heard him cocking his gun. And I guess he went back and I don't know. They called the police because then they got scared that he was actually going to do something. And that's okay. But oh my goodness, there's so many things wrong with this story. They're no longer married, still living together, and they've been living together for 2 years. And then she's bringing somebody over to have relations with her ex-husband in the house. And apparently they're getting a little raucous about it. Like, there's so many things.
Even the other guy. Like, what are you doing going over there? Ugh.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you don't have your place? This is freaking weird. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90. See something else on the road? Give me a call at 850-226-2611. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
Coming up here next, quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Stick around. In order to stay true. Hey, according to NASA, the perfect nap amount is 26 minutes. 26 minutes. You get into the first two phases of sleep, but you don't get into the deeper phases of sleep. So you'll come out of it 54% more effective. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. You guys have a great night. Talk to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.